you. I checked in or tried to call you on 130.
KFRFU, KK4RQO. Yeah, I keyed up on the thing and it was just, excuse me. It was dead, so I switched over to 610. How's this thing sounding?
I believe it's more than anything, I believe it's atmosphere. I believe, because right after I got the text from you, the 130 identified, and that's when it went off. So I'm wondering if somebody didn't go in and do something.
A little crackling in there with you as well, so yeah, I ain't gonna worry about it. Hey, I figured out what the problem was with my radio. You know, I told you how it had that little ticking thing every so often. And y'all was talking. Well, I went into the, I got on the local repeater and was listening to some guys.
Excuse me.
Lord have mercy. I got on the local repeater and listened to some guys and they were still doing it. I'm gonna go through my menus and see what I can find, because this just ain't normal. And it had a thing that says beep delay or something like that. So I went through each setting to see what was on and what was off, and I started pulling the straws, and I hit this one, and it stopped that ticking noise. So I said, well, whatever that was, now we know. It needs to be turned off.
Give a beep when you start, when you finish a transmission, KK4FTU.
When I turned it off, it stopped doing that ticking thing that was so annoying. Sound like the dang pulsator on the milk can, but, yeah. Well, I tell you, I got a big old stretch of bush hogging in over the past couple of days, and now I'm thinking, I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but thank God it's going to be raining tomorrow.
I'm going to be able to get some, weed whacking done.
Oh, shoot. You ain't been working at that over these past two hot, sunny days?
I cut grass yesterday, so I got off pretty doing that and helped my in-laws swap some refrigerators around and defrost the freezer and got all sweaty doing that.
Roger, Roger. Yep. Yeah, the back pasture's about probably 20 acres, and I did 10 of them. Oh, wow. I guess that's pretty good for what it is. I did 10 of it yesterday in about 4 hours, 5 hours, something like that. And then I did the other 10 today, and it took maybe, let's see, I started about 11:30-ish, I guess it was, and it took a break too to get a bite to eat, something to drink, and got back out after it about 3 and then finished up around 6:05. So, yeah, all in all, it wasn't too bad. Of course, yesterday I had a few quirks. I hit a dip or something, and the bush hog come unhooked at the full type. Then come out, and I went to turn around and heard the thing just start making this, and I'm talking god awful clatter, and I'm like, what's wrong? And I look back here, bush hog sitting still, PTO's running, and the tractor's about 2 feet out, but the bush hog's sitting right there in the dirt, and I'm like, I look down, I'm like, really? And then to make things even better, the pen was about 3 feet off to the side of it. So, my guess is pin come out, and the PTO shaft just flung it out. So, if I'd have known that was what was wrong with it, I would have hooked it up right where it set again, but I thought it was worse than that, so I drug it back up towards the house, thinking it was worse than that, and the hitch was messed up, and this and that and the other, turned out to come unhooked. So, got back on that thing today, and no rest of it, all went well. Although I ran off into a few craters in the field, and about made myself, about messed my britches, but other than that, everything went as planned.
I'm glad it was something simple as the pin's falling now. Glad you're able to figure that out.
And, well, he didn't catch up yesterday, so I tell you something that happened, that officially sealed the deal on what I'm doing on the farm. You know, I told you, I said, I don't think I'll mess with that other truck because of the size and being too big, because I've never actually put my hands on a Toyota Tacoma to get an idea of what the size of it is. Well, we got some contractors out here putting a roof on one of the rental houses, and guess what truck they had parked out in the yard with a trailer hooked to it?
Well,
ding, you got that right. So I walked around and I'm looking it over and I'm getting, you know, just eyeballing measurements here, measurements there, and I'm looking at it. And data says so now that we've actually seen one, and you know, I said, do you think it'd be too big to do what I gotta do? He said, no. Says, the only thing I'm worried about is backing up to the garden beds, you know, if I need to dump litter or whatever. He's like, well, you ain't gonna get to the garden beds anyways. And it kind of occurred to me, I'm like, you know, you got a valid point there, because we have moved some stuff around and it's not exactly the easiest area to get to. So I'm like, yeah, you kind of got a valid point. So, oh, mercy. Yeah. So as far as that goes, I scratched that off the list of issues. But yeah, I think we're going to go with the diesel burner.
I'm glad it worked out for you. Got some other input in.
The only problem I can see is the parts for that thing ain't exactly the cheapest in the world. I tell you that right now. I was looking at them things. I'm like, dude. I'm like, I'm talking. Although one piece, I was really surprised. Like just the brake pads for the thing is like $70. Of course, it's for both of you, both sides. The rotors are about, I think it's like $150 a piece or something like that. I don't remember. Maybe that was for two. I don't remember. Yeah. Oh well. Well. This thing's built better than a Suzuki, considering the parts cost three times as much.
Cost if it was green and yellow.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. But the cool part is I found a turbo on the thing, and I was like, really? Oh, Lord. I'm like, really? It was only like $190.
What he is, you can possibly take the pads and go look it up at your local store and see if they're same thing as the Americanized ones.
And since it's a five lug pattern. For all it goes, I'd probably take the rotors in and do the same thing as well.
Unless it's something just majorly different, they're going to have a lot of common parts with what you see on the road.
That's what I'm hoping. And if that's the case, geez, I'm going to be kicking myself at why I didn't find these things back in 2012. Because and truth be known, I've got a shop that can work on the engine. I'll just haul that sucker up to the local diesel shop, and I'm sure they'll probably work on it with no issue if I need something major done.
Even for that matter, if it's a Toyota brand, Toyota dealer.
Yep, hadn't even considered that option. Of course, they might give me the weird look because they've probably never seen a Hiace, but yeah, I'm sure, yep. Of course, I'd hate to know what they'd charge me to work on the dang thing. You know, them dealer markups.
Now, Jay Leno, a lot of people wonder why he said one of his favorite sports cars to drive is the Corvette. He's like, well, I can go to any GM dealer and have them work on it. get parts from about any GM dealer, and I don't have to have somebody that's been to school in Italy to work on the doggone thing like I would a Ferrari or a Lamborghini.
That's right. But yeah, it's going to be cool. The only thing I may do, and I'm probably going to kick myself for it, but I think I'm going to do it just because it needs to be done right, and I don't want to have to do any do-overs, is when I get the ham rig, I think I'm just going to stick with the AC like I got right here, because I think the D-Star thing probably overrated. I'll get an HT for D-Star, but as far as day-to-day radio, I'm just going to stick with my AC stuff because I already know it. But anyways, yeah, I think I'm just going to take the stuff up to the local radio shop where I had my radio work done on my other truck. And I just let them boys go in and install the sucker clean and make it look like it come in the truck professionally there.
Yeah, sounds like a plan to me. Sounds like you need to get your a bucket or a coffee can and start chucking some change in it.
Well, when I go to try and get the loan, I'm going to probably get a loan for about, probably, I'm going to guess about $13,000. And that'll give me $10,000, $11,000 for the truck. And that'll give me a little money to do some upgrades with the radio, stereo, maybe some new speakers, bed liner, because of course that's a must have. And let's see, what else would I do with that thing? Just some basic odds and ends like that. Put a bumper on the back of it. Of course, that'll probably just buy an off-the-shelf bumper from Tractor Supply and modify it. But yeah. So we'll do little pieces like that. And, yeah, I think I can have the truck completely finished for maybe $13,000. And that's, let's say, radio, both stereo and ham radio. And, yeah, have everything done. It's gonna be nice when I get done with it, that's for sure. And, yep, just can't wait. Only got about 18 more payments, I think it was, when I looked at it today, and the tractor's finally paid off.
Come with a dump bed. That's what you were, one of the big things you were looking for was a dump bed, right? Are you able to put in that thing, KK4 FTU?
Good question. I think it's like 2,500 pounds.
My leg, hey, that's a lot of dang weight to be putting on a little truck like that.
Hey, let's see here. I got it pulled up right here, and I'll tell you exactly. Okay, come on. Yeah, hang on just a second. I'm going to see if I can do some digging online, but I remember somebody told me at one point. But anyway, yeah, let me look this. I'll be right back. KK4RQF. Correction, about 1,600 and something pounds, but yeah, I could easily put over a little more than that in there, and it probably wouldn't even break a sweat.
Not to overload it too much, because they got those there for a reason, for longevity. You go to overloading it too much, and it can cause some major issues with axles, wheel, axle bearings, and other things like that. My stepdad put 6,000 pounds of, or thereabouts, of gravel in the back of a F-250 and about broke it.
Roger, Roger. Okay. Yeah, usually I just put in what the bed holds and call it done. So, yeah, it'll be alright as far as that goes.
And horsepower does it have? I'm more concerned about torque than I am horsepower, because torque does the work.
That's a good question. That's actually a really good question, because I'm looking at the specs here, and all it says is maximum power, 97 horsepower, fuel consumption, 11 to 12 kilometers to the liter, so I have to convert that. So, but anyways, engine capacity, 1,495 cc.
Cool engine. If it's putting out 97 horsepower, it's got to have some, at least 180 to 200 plus foot-pounds of torque. Because I know the darn diesel rabbits, they only had like 60 or 70 horsepower, maybe, kicking for FTU.
Roger. Let's see here. I might have found something to answer the question, so hang on just a second. I'll tell you for sure. KK4RQF.
Here, send me that link, either text or email. You know which what works for you, KK4FTU.
That I forget.
Put decks on.
Oh, roger, roger. Yeah, I'll go ahead and send it to you right now.
You listening? Did you get the latest Harbor Freight catalog? They got their 5,000 lumen lights on sale this month for $20 a piece.
Yeah, I'm just going to send it through the blanket email of you and Richard up, you and Earl up here. So here you go. It's coming your way, KK4RQF.
I thought you might want to know about that. They work real good for shop lights. I've got one under my carport and it works really well. I'm thinking about getting a couple more.
Roger. The turbocharge will produce about 127.5 foot-pounds of torque here.
Engine there, I say little, that's 2 liters.
So I will be most definitely requesting the turbocharged model.
The engine, the bore and the stroke are about the same.
Google thing there real quick. What'd you say?
What I was looking at said showed that the bore and the stroke were the same, but I don't know. It looks like it might be about the same, but it's a Toyota built some tough stuff.
Considering they could not kill that Hilux diesel on Top Gear, yeah, I think we'll be okay with that thing.
Back into the head tightening sequence. First, it wants you to tighten them all down to 33 foot-pounds, and then second step is turn them another 90 degrees, and then third step is turn them another 90 degrees. So once you do 33 foot-pounds, you got to go a whole nother turn in two steps. Head, putting the head on when you torque it down.
Roger on that.
Cleans, that rascal's got 85 pounds of oil pressure. Dang. Got a Toyota pickup with a 22R in it. That is a heck of a darn little engine there. That thing, it didn't have, you could tell there was a boat behind it pulling an 18 and a half foot Ranger bass boat. But it would pull it at highway speeds.
Roger, roger. Yep. Well, it's going to be interesting, that is for sure. Hey, for sure. To see what that old truck will do. But, yeah. I think I'll definitely turn... It may not turn as many heads as the Suzuki did, but I honestly think it probably will.
That's when you get finished with it. You get done... Going to putting your touch on it to make it your truck. Yeah, it'll turn some heads.
Now I just got to see how aggressive of a mud tire can stick under that thing and stick, keep it stock as far as the lift and all that stuff goes.
You could start getting taller. You could better be looking at some different differential gears for it.
Roger, roger. Yep. Yeah, I'll probably just, you know, I'll probably just do a decent all-terrain. So I'm not planning on stump jumping the thing. I just want to make sure if I go out the pasture and it's muddy, the darn thing don't get stuck.
Another thing you need to make sure you put on it is a winch some way, somehow.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Excuse me there. I think there might be a way to do that. I'll just have to kind of look at it and just see what I got. I'll tell you something else I'm considering. If I decide to go this route, I don't know if I'll mess with it or not, but I might buy a set of train horns. So if I got enough space under that frame rail, I might be tempted to stick an air tank under there in a compressor and set me up a set of train horns in there. To wake everybody up on certain occasions.
Well, when you get it, you might want to go to your local pull and pull parts place, and you may be able to find you a heavy-duty bumper set for it.
Hey, roger. Well, if their dad's a master, you know, a master machinist there, he'll probably, me and him probably just fab something up like we did with the Suzuki. And, but like I say, that dang Suzuki bumper. Oh, man, I tell you, you can back that thing into whatever, run it into whatever, and it wouldn't even put a dent in it.
Break the frame rail back and into things with it like that, then KK4 FTU.
Duh.
Can't drug in and the dog forgot to take out. How you doing, Earl?
Yeah, I was laying in the bed getting ready to go to sleep. I put my phone under the pillow and I heard it start vibrating. I said, you know, Cody called me and then you called me, and I said, well, I got to get up. KK4 HXB Friday.
You, oh, well, someone had to get you out from being so lazy.
1:30.
Clear.
Yo, clear, QSY.